Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery,
Camp Chef,
Novix Outdoors,
and caffeine support provided by Deer Camp Coffee.
Hey guys, welcome to the Bowhunter Planet Podcast. We are live from our first turkey camp of the season here after our first hunt.
2021 turkey camp.
Yeah, buddy.
Live. It's not really live, but technically it's live.
Well, we're recording live.
Yeah, we're recording it live.
You're not listening to this live.
This is not live when you're hearing it. Let's just
or maybe it is.
But I will say this. This audio is going to be a lot more clear than our normal podcast.
It did sound really
because
good.
Because we're all here together again.
Yeah.
Because the other one, I noticed that we still have an issue with yours being super low. His is super high. And mine's like in the middle.
Well, that's just something you have to edit.
I can't fix that. No. Yeah, because if you listen to it on the way home, listen to the podcast, the last episode, you'll hear what I'm talking about. And I think, Tim, did you try this? I think you're missing one thing. Maybe. I could be wrong. Did you try to go to control panel, microphone, and then turn up your mic digitally?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm up all the way on that.
Yeah, I'm 100%.
Yours is loud. I know yours is good. You can actually tone yours down a tad. But yours, you'll hear. Just listen to the
show. Because nobody wants to hear you anyway, Jamie.
Yeah, I think they kind
of to give you a layout of the room that we're talking right now, Jamie's, there's a couple cots in the bedroom, and Jamie's laying down
now.
His love handles are hanging out of his shirt.
Yeah.
He's got some black socks on.
Hey, ladies.
Some hair, some leg hair going on. It's good.
Isaac's here. What's up, Isaac?
Setting
How's
the stage.
It going?
Oh, it's going, man. Isaac just got here, what, about a half hour ago, hour?
Yeah. Came up from, Indianapolis area?
Hour south of Indianapolis.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's going
Did
to
you bring
fun.
Any St. Elmo with you?
No.
No shrimp.
Man.
Didn't they have a fire or something recently, or they shut down?
Try to stay out of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So.
Indy was pretty nice.
Unless ATA's going on. What are you talking about? You got to be there.
I mean, that'd be the only reason. Otherwise, you're liable to get shot. So.
Yeah.
So apparently in June, we got this Total Archery Challenge coming here. And so we're just trying to figure out a plan to get up there. I guess Bear Archery is going to be there. Rock Ridge is going to be there. And they all asked us to come and hang out and podcast from there. So it'd be kind of fun. And having this contraption that actually makes it a little easier for us. But we're going to have to figure that out. But it should be fun.
Are you going to get in the challenge?
No, I'm not going to get in the challenge. You guys can.
No,
shoot.
I'm good.
Do it.
It's too. It's like a huge. Right?
Can
it's
I
like
even use the Oracle?
Say it's too embarrassing.
Can I use the Oracle in those tournaments?
But I don't. I mean, I don't think they're like a normal 3D tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have like normal classes, but I think there's because they have like 100-yard shots.
Yeah.
140. Like, I don't think that they're gonna.
So apparently, they've given away a Chevy. I think it's a Chevy Silverado Bear Archery Edition in. Fred Bear camo looks
really
so basically
to the winner
after,
or is like a
giveaway. So it's a 115-yard shot or something like that, and you get, like, X amount of turns at it. It's like a, I don't know if it's a raffle how it works. But apparently at some point, after everything's said and done, all the shows are done, there's some sort of pot that you would be in if you hit this 115-yard shot that you could get the keys for this.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
That'd be really fun.
I was talking to Bear about the camo and the truck, and they actually don't have that truck. You know, it's not – that's the Total Archer Challenge truck that they're giving away. And I said, you guys need to have this truck. Like, this truck
is sick.
You should be rolling everywhere in the scene with a big picture of Fred Bear on the hood.
It's like American Chopper, American Choppers, but of the custom truck world.
So my cousin worked for a company that's on was on that show, and they did a custom. He was on the show. It was sweet.
That's cool.
I got to see him, the make it truck and or the bike. Sorry, the bike. Yeah, they took the bike around and put it on like display at all the Home Depots and Lowe's, and that was pretty cool.
That'd be cool though to be running around in a truck that you won in an archery challenge, man. You don't see that.
Yeah.
You don't see prizes like that often.
No,
you
dude,
know
that
what
truck's
I mean.
Sick.
So it's kind of funny though because. You know, Uncle Bob's been asking us to go for years.
Yeah,
every year, like for the last 5 years. You guys should do this. Now we're like, oh, yeah, Bear's going. We'll go. Like when our sponsors are going, yeah, we'll go. Before it was just you, Uncle Bob, I'm good.
Well, the thing for me has always been, like, I want to go, but I don't want to go to shoot it. I want to go to hang out,
right.
Like an ATA type thing. Like, I want to go sit down, do some podcasting with them, talk to the fans, have people going by, ask them how their shoots are going. Like, to me, that would be fun. Like, broadcasting there. Airing it, maybe even taking the PA system, doing something like that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But to go and actually shoot it, which seems like it'd be a lot of fun. And I actually like to do it, but I almost want to do it like before everybody gets there, like go through and have some fun shooting.
Yeah, you just kind of want to play around.
Them,
you know, I don't want to do like the whole event, you know?
Yeah, no,
just kind of, I want to get a feel for it, maybe take a couple of shots.
Wait for that case of arrows to show up.
Yeah. Arrows
what are you
year.
Saying, Jamie?
that I would probably miss anything over 40 yards.
They might have a crossbow class.
Oh, boy. There
they,
we go.
I think they do have a – they might.
I like it.
That'd be smart if they did. I don't know. I don't know a lot about it. I know it's been around for years, and it's really big.
I use that little crossman.
You could do that, or you could use Bear's little pistol one.
There you go. Yeah. Even better. I like
100 yards.
Get some brownie points too when you're there with them.
Get some crazy flights on those arrows at 100 yards. I'm sure.
140 yards.
So we were
talking. I'd be aiming up like all the way up to the moon just to get a 40-yard shot.
So we were sitting here before we sat down to do this podcast, and we were talking, and we're like, "What are we gonna do? We got like 2 to 3 hours to burn before we go out." And we're like, "Tim's like, let's just do a podcast because like we have all these videos to film, but it's too windy." So we're in a bad spot. Speaking of which, my blind blew away today. Actually, physically blew away. And we found it in the woods.
It's hard to believe you didn't stake it down at one stake.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I Tim and I aired out on that. Didn't think of that last
night. I have two stakes in mine, but then I put I found these big logs, and I put them through the strings that come down.
The funny thing is, I had like heavy-duty aftermarket stakes in that bag, and you guys didn't use them.
I didn't take a bag. I didn't see a bag.
Huh?
I didn't take
they're all in the back of your truck.
Oh, now, right?
Those steaks? Yeah, you're right. I did grab those steaks.
Yeah, they were with
that's
us.
That's pathetic. I actually brought those steaks.
I went and bought all those big, huge steaks for hunting season last year because my blind kept blowing away.
Oh, yeah, because of the 60-mile-an-hour wind
you were having? I had two steaks in each corner and then in the middle and logs.
I was actually pretty impressed. I mean, when we had that 60-mile-an-hour wind and we staked it down, those things didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
To my
you know benefit though, you know we put that blind on last night. There's no wind, and it didn't seem like I didn't even think of it to be honest because it just sat there perfectly. Like I didn't even consider the fact that it could get windy.
And the wind didn't kick up until after the morning hunt.
Correct,
too,
and
right?
then, so even then, yeah, it was
that
no
would
have
been funny. Dave sitting there hunting trying this to hold morning, it down. And the thing just flies off of me
while he's aiming at a turkey.
Exposed. Man.
Well, speaking of putting up blinds in the wind, you guys went out and put up the Predator Ghost Blind the first time, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. So we did
today.
Yeah,
it looks pretty cool, especially I put it right next to a pine tree to kind of cover my sides because I have a feeling where they'll come from. So they won't come to you now. They'll just come to me.
It's actually very impressive when you see it, even with the human eye. Like, you're like, wow. And I told him,
weird.
I told Jamie when I was walking, I said, dude, like, if I was walking and I looked up, I probably wouldn't notice this. I would know, like, if I really paid attention, I'd say something's
out of the corner
there.
Of your
something's
eye.
Not there.
Yeah.
Something's not right. But, like, I, you know, but for an animal, that's what I was telling him, they're so low to the ground, you know, like a turkey, that's gonna be like lights out.
When you're colorblind too, right? Or you don't have like you can't see color like humans can. It's gonna be even more camouflage.
Yeah, and it really adapts us to the environment. Like it's unbelievable. Like it's like a chameleon. I told him to use that word in the video because I said it's like a freaking chameleon.
It is. It's pretty.
You're
cool.
Adapting to anything around you, like literally.
Yeah. When we set it up over here earlier, I literally walked 2 feet in front of it, and you couldn't even see your feet still. So like you think, it's a mirror deer going to see themselves in or whatever.
Yeah.
They got to be within touching distance.
How long would you say it took you to even set up? It looked pretty light and fast, to be honest.
I mean, once we set it up out here, but it was way too windy. I mean, it took, 5 minutes?
Yeah, let's just pretend there's no videos, you're by yourself, and you went out there to do it. As I say,
it all depends on what's going on. If there's no wind and there's not going to be any wind, that's easy.
And that's beginning and that. And if there's wind, then you just got to kind of go with
where the wind is and put the stakes down that way so it don't blow over. But we'll see if it's still standing through this.
Yeah, because of the year it is and, you know, being a different year than normal, like so everything's selling everywhere. We're having a hard time getting a lot of our things in. So, like one of the things is the Shadow Hunter blinds, and that was what we're really excited about because they're hard shell; they're not blowing away, and so we don't have them yet.
I'm sure we can find a way.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find a way.
We are test lab.
So we're trying to get those in, but it's been hard to get anything in, to be honest, right now. It's just so bad. And because everything's, materials are running out. They're selling out of everything, bow companies, everything. So it's just, it's a great thing for the industry, and we're okay with reusing old stuff if we have to, as long as we're helping.
Oh, and it's good for us right now, but, you know, it's going to put the pressure on us later in the season.
Yeah,
correct. It's going to rush us to do more little before
we're
going
to have to get into a new bow before deer season.
Correct, to be honest, I could switch a bow every day if I needed to. Whisker Biscuit.
He's that good.
Best thing ever made. No, seriously, I've sighted in with the bow the night before and shot a deer the next day.
Yeah. It is nice to get used to it and actually go and shoot it.
No, I don't disagree.
Season,
I'm just saying, if you're an archer, in my opinion, and you're good at what you do and you're used to it and know how to use a bow, you can pretty much adapt to anything pretty quickly is all I'm saying.
So, I don't know these problems.
I'm just kidding. Could you use a different crossbow? Yeah. And you could sight in a crossbow the night before and go shoot a deer with it. That's what I'm saying. Same thing.
Absolutely.
No, people like Isaac couldn't.
Well, it depends on how.
I actually set up that bow like 3 years ago in the dark and shot a turkey after work the next day with it.
Man, your practice shots today were pretty good. You hit him in the butt like 3 times.
Yeah, it was 2-3 butt shots in a row. That would kill his arteries in there.
I didn't know you could shoot him in the butt and kill him. That was pretty good.
Well, if they're facing away from you, you can.
Right.
Texas heart shot him, but I ain't going to take that shot.
No, that was pretty good shots. You were using that that release that you didn't fix to your size.
It was a little short. I kind of had to T-Rex arm it.
You had some of the Cobra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to adjust it. There's going to have to be some adjustments, but other than that. So anyway,
nice little hiccup there, Dave. Yeah, so like when it comes to like mine, right, like I'm using the same crossbow I was doing for deer. Probably should have taken a shot with it, but, you know, we got here too late last night to do it, and it was already dark out, and then I left it in the ground blind after my morning hunt, so, you know. Yeah, if I miss, it's not my fault. It's because the scope.
You got to leave that open.
I got room for error.
That's one of those things where you know, they used to have those, and they still have them somewhere. We just don't have any, but like little targets, the tiny ones, that you can actually take out there and throw it out, take a quick shot, put it back in the blind because it's so small.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would have been helpful, like a little bag one.
Yeah.
However, you know, will it really stop the crossbow? I don't know.
I'll be honest, though. Like, I'm shooting the same crossbow as last year, the Excalibur Assassin. I don't know if I ever want to give that thing up, man.
No, it's just such a
well-rounded bow.
Correct, yeah. I actually asked them for a ton of the Twin Strikes, so I was hoping to get a couple of those for us to, you know, use in the field this year. Just because
that actually might be very well worth it for turkey, because you think about it, a lot of your turkey shots, they don't necessarily go down on your first shot, right? They're flopping around and all that stuff, and you got to put a second one in there
to run out of the tent and, you know, do what I got to do.
Yeah, I had my throw-in.
I like to film that. Stomp see that on
I got my throwing axe with me.
That's how we feel tonight. I'm thinking Isaac sits with Tim, tries to get that on a video, since Tim doesn't have a camera. So
be good. You can call for me, too.
I'll go wherever.
Heck yeah, dude. Some, Jamie, you're going down, bro. You're not getting any turkeys by you. They're all going to be coming over by us.
You know he's only like 10 yards from you, right?
We'll see.
He's literally in the tree line. You call me, he's like, Tim will never see me. He'll never see me. I'm all chameleoned out.
You should just set that ghost blind up next to his blind, like in front of it.
There you go.
And use his blind as a backdrop, and he won't be able to see it because of the
We'll face ghost each other. Blind. First one to get shot loses.
Well, yeah. Big loser there. Oops.
Oh, man. So, but I am excited about tonight because, you know, this morning was kind of slow, right? We went out there. We had some turkeys roosting maybe, yeah, what, 30 yards from,
yeah,
us
when
up
I walked
in the trees.
In the blind, it was just flew down the hill.
I'm, yeah, like, they flew down the hill, but they came back maybe about an hour later, but and they came within like 2 yards from us.
Oh, yeah,
they're all Jake's.
I got some good film out the window. He's 3 yards from the blind.
Yeah, so they were small, and something even though it's my first one, I still didn't.
Beards.
You know, they're just too small to shoot. But last night when we went out, we put up those ground blinds when Jamie and I went out, and then when you and I went out with yours, there are some good looking turkeys out there, man.
Yeah, there's
really
a lot of
good looking
turkeys. There always has been. I had a good experience this morning. I mean, I sat there as soon as light hit. I
what'd he do? He skirt you, or did he see you, or
no? He
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the Adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
So, first off, we got up a little late. It was a kind of a rush at the last minute. No alarms went off, so I'm running around the building screaming, "Get up!"
I owe you.
Yeah, it's not.
Dave scared
it, but Tim knew about it because Tim's alarm apparently went off. But then he didn't tell us. So technically, we owe him.
Because I didn't go to sleep until
I don't get worried about the times I go out for turkey.
Well, here's my point in the story: is as soon as I got there, it was still dark. I set everything up. As soon as light hit, I heard gobbles. As soon as light hit, I threw one little. I do one call
because they're getting down from roosting,
and all of a sudden. And they start walking. And also, I'm like, yes. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm going to be done in the first 5 minutes and tag out. So I'm sitting there. I get all ready. I get my cameras rolling. I get the GoPro rolling on the ground, my phone. Like, I get all this stuff. I look over. There's two turkeys to my left, 60 yards, and they're walking the field. I'm like, oh, sweet. Maybe it's one of them. And so I do another call. I hear behind me. I'm like, oh, wow. It's not even them. There's a bigger one. And sure enough, I look. He's on the edge, just full fanned, looking at me. He stops, looks up. He's looking at the decoys. Fans out. I'm like, oh, here we go. He's going to charge this. He's going to charge our time. He's coming, you know. And so I don't do anything, and he just starts walking the other way. He just puts his thing down, starts going the other way, moseying all the way. I tried everything. I call. He call back. Then he go back down and keep moseying along. And then he went to the left. And then eventually I could see him the whole time. There was two hens, two Jakes, and him. And they're all doing this messing around out there for hours. And then – that was it. And then later, I saw turkey by you guys that was between us, but somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where you went.
It was a hen or something, yeah. I think. And it, whatever. And then a little later, I'm sitting there messing around my phone, and I look up, and there's a turkey to my right about 15 yards. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And it's coming in, coming right in. And I look, I'm like, it doesn't even have a beard. It's got to be. It's a hen. Dang it. You know, I was like, if it was a Jake, it was dead. I'm not going to lie. But it came all the way up to my decoy and started pecking at it. The lane on the one it lays down. And then it just didn't really understand. It kind of like walked around a little bit, and then it just slowly moseyed back that way. It was crazy. Cool experience.
Did you see one off to your left at
that,
all?
Well, at the beginning, that was where they all were.
There was one that was hanging out there for a while, like probably around 8 o'clock, but it was like 150 yards from
you. That's the time. Yeah. He was there.
He was out in the middle of the field. So
it was, but that's where, when I shot my first time here, that's the exact spot it came out. Exact spot. came out right on that left side. But this, that time it came beeline right for my decoy. So I was like, oh, here we go. I got my bow all ready. I'm like, oh, yeah, baby. And then, sure enough, it didn't come in. And I said, that's hunting. You know, that's how it goes.
These decoys we have look pretty good, though.
I think it definitely believed it. It just wasn't itching for a fight because it had two hens with it. And so it therefore it didn't decide that it needed to charge this tom. But last time that happened to me, it charged that tom. Like literally came in. Balls to the wall, like going to crush them.
Now, was that earlier in the season, though, or no?
No, it's about the same time. We always come around the same time.
I think the heat tomorrow is going to help. It's supposed to warm up to, like, near 80, and I think that's going to help a lot. So we'll see how it goes. Talk about successful turkey hunters. Isaac, you put one down this year, didn't you?
Yep. Shot a Jake 2 weeks ago.
I think it was pretty big for a Jake, man.
I mean, it's still borderline two-year-old, but...
So how's it work in Indiana? Is that one tag you're done?
Yep. Yeah, you just one bearded bird per tag. I mean, it could be a bearded hen, a Jake, Tom, whatever, and that's all you get. So tags are easy to get.
Seems
it's all
common,
over the counter.
I guess, for turkey then.
A lot of eastern states are all one bird. I mean, you get out west, you get into two. Kentucky or Tennessee, I don't remember which. One of those is two. They both might be two, but
do you guys know anybody who actually has like a wild turkey for like Thanksgiving?
We used to.
Yeah, we
really
like
a full bird.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
Which we actually had a wild turkey that was pinned up when I was a little kid. So
dang,
so it was fresh when it came to.
Well, no, he
got in the fryer.
My dad was friends with the guy that worked for the DNR in Indiana Department of Natural Resources. They found a nest, and the hen had been hit by a car. So then they asked if anybody wanted to raise the eggs, basically. We raised the eggs, and then whenever he was old enough, we went to let him go, and he wouldn't leave.
He didn't want to leave, yeah.
Like they had trouble with him. He wouldn't actually leave when they tried to turn him loose, and it was part of the NWTF and stuff. You know, they tried to help release him. Yeah. So at that point, they couldn't just turn him loose, and he ended up staying at the house for like – probably 10 years.
Oh, is that the one? His name was Geppetto?
No, he didn't really have a name. He was about as mean as he
could be. His name was Tasty.
he was mean. But that's where I learned how to call, is because at the time, though, early on, he was tame, but he still acted like him. He looked like a full-blown wild turkey.
Wow,
and
that's cool.
You practice calling with him. Then as I got older, I realized you could walk out there and kick the fence, and he would gobble. I mean, in the middle of July, he didn't really care.
he's pissed because you hen blocked them for 10 years.
Well, we didn't actually because
they fly in. Probably
we had and they did do like when he got older, we started clipping his wings because he started flying out and he'd get in the road and stuff. But then we actually had hens that would fly into him. Which my house was surrounded by woods, so we had hens that would fly into the pasture with him. We had a tom that tried to fight him. That actually came up. He never crossed the fence and got in with him, but they were fighting through the fence.
Wow.
And, yeah, no, it was fun. But
so what
happens
with
hillbillies do? We had a raccoon.
Oh, you had a raccoon? Wow.
I had a same kind of thing.
Geppetto?
No, we named it Lisa or something like that.
The
Simpsons.
Only you.
That was in the 80s, buddy. It was
I love the
it
country.
It could have been Bart.
It was a girl.
You sure?
But it was like a little baby, and we had to bottle feed it and all this stuff.
How
Geppetto,
cute.
Little Geppetto.
How cute.
And we'd slide it across like the kitchen floor, and
it'd
start running back.
It.
And then it'd get about 6 months,
the fox
and it got pretty mean. We got it
when it was a baby.
Fox?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, I had a red fox.
That's crazy.
It was the same guy. I mean, we got it when it was a baby and had to bottle feed it. And
listen.
So what does a fox say?
She just bit. I mean, she didn't really say anything. You couldn't touch her. You couldn't. When she was little, she would curl up around my feet. But after that, it wasn't real fun.
Guys,
until we was able to release
when I was
her.
Young, I fed plenty of squirrel.
Rats.
So I fed plenty of squirrels, peanuts and almonds and stuff. And that's about it, you know.
Maybe
a Bojangles.
We lived in the city, right? But in the city, like, you know, my house, like the first 10 years – right next to our house was an old barn, and there was an open field there and all that stuff. And we had like every kind of animal in our backyard. We even had pheasants one time, because our neighbor across the street had a pheasant cage, And they got out one day and they were roosting in our trees. I'm like, what the heck is that? You go outside, all these pheasants are in the trees and stuff. Raccoons, possums had a bat in the house. That was crazy, dude. I threw my mom's freaking out because it's just me and my mom home and it's flying around. And we had some laundry on the couch. I took a shirt and I threw it at it and it knocked it out of the air. And I grabbed my baseball mitt and picked the baseball mitt up and threw it outside.
Dang, that was absolutely crazy. Job.
The weirdest
it's
one, though.
Great outdoors. Yeah.
The weirdest one is, I mean, we're middle of the city, right? And the weirdest one is I'm sitting there in our back living room that looks out to our backyard. And all of a sudden I look out. And there's a horse,
and a shirtless Slim Shady.
I go. This is like when I'm like 12 or 11, you know. And I would run to my mom. I'm like, Mom, there's a horse in the backyard. She looks at me like I'm stupid, right? I'm like, I'm serious. She goes outside, and there's this big freaking horse in our backyard.
What?
Our neighbors were getting married, and they had a horse-drawn carriage. And the horse got away from the trainer and wandered into our backyard. I'm
what
like,
is
what
the odds of that,
man?
Dude? That is so messed up. That's hilarious.
It was crazy, but yeah. So I don't know, man. I'm really excited about tonight. I really am. I want to get out there and
we should
see what we
tonight.
Can do.
I think we'll see them. Just you know, I mean,
see if they're. It's all about if they're responding or not.
Yeah. Well, the
but
good
where
thing
you,
for
where you're at, it doesn't matter,
right? Because they
always
there.
Get a shot there, regardless yeah. of they're hot or not.
They're gonna come back just to roost at some point. So.
So you yeah. haven't killed one, Tim?
Never.
Oh, so we could get that on video.
Yeah, you'll take yep. care of that tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Isaac
I would definitely go live. No pressure.
Oh.
I don't know, man. I scared the one today. When I moved my head 3 inches to put my eye in the scope, and it saw me. And it didn't, run away yeah. or get startled or anything, but it
they
turned
just went, they
and
went
just kind of walked
us.
Away.
They're visual. So you
oh, absolutely.
Turkey. They don't smell good. They yep. don't hear good.
Well, we were talking, and they
couldn't see us through the netting at all.
No.
I stood up to look over the hill, and I look over, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
They're right there.
Right by the window.
I use that netting on my right, and it's awesome because I can move. But when they were right in front of me, I knew better. So usually for a compound, if they're coming, I'm drawing before they even get into my zone.
Yeah.
And then I just wait. And then they don't usually stop in a deer where it stops for 10 minutes.
Are you shooting standing down, or are you crouching?
Sitting. No, yeah, I'll be sitting.
Yeah.
But I had this idea in my mind today. So when I was walking in, I ran across two big geese that you were talking about earlier. But my question is, what
we thought
happens?
That was you calling turkey,
yeah,
by
like,
the way.
He,
we're
yeah,
like, Dave is the worst
seriously.
Turkey caller ever.
Where did this guy learn how to call turkeys?
You guys
like, it sounds like a damn
me.
Goose.
I couldn't hear you at all. I hear a single peep. It definitely
he
was
is
not
the
me.
Like, no wonder that,
was
no,
right
no wonder that Tom ran away. I'd run away, too.
And we look down there. You don't see. I mean, it sounded like a goose, but we didn't see any.
But that's what I was wondering. You guys were talking about. I was like, I know this sounds funny in his text, but I was like, I'm not. There's no way you can hear me right now. I didn't want to say that, but I was going to say, there's no way. Because I haven't heard a single peep come out of your whole area. Wow. The whole time I've been sitting here, so there's no way you're hearing me. Yeah, but
since
way,
they were around us, I tried not to overdo it because a lot of times it screws it up.
So my question is this. This is what I was getting to. What happens when the geese runs into a turkey?
It's a fight, man.
I'm just wondering. Would they actually fight or would they?
To the death.
I mean, I've seen them around each other a lot at home, and I've never seen a goose-turkey fight.
They don't do anything?
I've never seen them do anything.
They bother each other. Just like
I mean, they just kind of
mingle
through.
What about
those
crane hill things, whatever?
The sandhill cranes?
I doubt it.
I think a lot of those birds that can fly just spook, right? I mean, turkeys are different. I think they're a little bit more aggressive or would be because they can't escape as easily.
Turkeys don't seem to.
It's almost like the other birds are teasing them. Like they just get up and fly away.
Like the ugly duckling.
Come get me.
What is that beard
hanging
off your
those
chest?
Suckers can fly a good 200 yards. John and I were chasing that one around here the first year we leased. And, I mean, we kept cutting him off. And he went down the whole entire lane, where I'm hunting, all the way past you. And we're just like, huh?
That's crazy.
Never seen to fly that far.
Me and McGee were walking last year. We walked out of that blind. Down towards your hunting tree stand area, back up, and we did see turkey, and we were trying to cut them off, and we didn't see them, but they were there. That's what's messed up. And we didn't get the shot because we thought they weren't there, but they were there.
They're all so back. They're all back
when we
there
came
too.
Up over this ridge, they were literally like 10 yards, but we didn't see them at first. And we're like, oh, man, we missed them. And then all of a sudden we moved and they went.
Yeah.
We're like, no, they're right there.
Right in front
we
of you.
We could have got a shot. Yeah. I mean, it was within shooting with a bow, too. Yeah. I was like, oh.
But John had a shotgun. That was probably one of the funnest days I ever had hunting, even though we were yeah. this close. And I think he saw the reflection off my camera, because John was just coming around the corner of this tree, and I'm like, oh, here it is. And then he's like, and it took off. I'm like,
that was like,
we chased him around for 4 hours trying to get him.
He was John and I had we were doing a photo shootout in one of his properties, and we saw these turkeys come in. He's like, dude, let's go get this, right? So we split up, though. Like, we did it so, like, John was over here, the turkeys were over here, and I came around the turkeys to push them that way. And it turned into a perfect shot. I'm sitting there with the video camera. I can see John and the turkeys the whole time. He takes a shot probably 30, 35 yards, nails this thing. It was absolutely awesome.
The shotgun?
No, we were doing a photo shoot for a compound.
I'm like, I'm not getting in between a turkey and a shotgun.
No. And I wasn't on the other side of them. Yeah. Like, I was pushing them. They came around a ridge.
The push worked.
So I'm like, yeah, dude, it was awesome. But you had to split up. Like, if you're going to chase them, they're, you know, they can go any direction. But John stood still, and I just kind of walked around and tried to push them that way.
They noticed you, and then they started moving. That's smart.
But they didn't see the Johnny boy.
They didn't see the guy waiting for him with the bow.
That's cool, though. Ugh. So anyway, that's it. I mean, we'll have to report back with hopefully some success in the next day or two. But it's been fun so far. We'll see if we can make it happen tonight.
Yeah, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you soon. And this is part one of Turkey Camp 2021. See ya.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the Adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.